I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle versus Flow podcast. I am your host, Rachel Thomas, and y'all, I'm really excited for this weekend. We don't have anything in particular planned, but this week seemed a little bit longer than most, and not necessarily in a bad way. Just, you know, you have those weeks where you're like, wow, a lot happened, and I feel like I really need to kind of allow myself to decompress a little bit. Today, I've been thinking about this topic all week, and I just haven't had a free second to just like hit record. So here I am Thursday evening after getting the kiddos in bed, really talking to you about your energy. And I know I've talked about this before and in different capacities on other episodes, but why I felt, you know, drawn to share this particular angle on your energy is because I professionally, this podcast and everything that I want it to become someday, things are starting to happen. And over the next probably few weeks, I'll have some super amazing, exciting news to share with you all. Keeping it under wraps for just a little bit longer until I know the actual release date. But stay in the space, watch my socials. I even started a new Instagram for a new project that I have going on. So if you would like to go follow me over there, I was trying to keep it a secret, but people are finding me anyway. So I guess the cat's out of the bag. But the new Instagram page, it's completely separate from the podcast one. We're starting at zero followers, just like I did for my podcast, but it's going to be called The Mind Hustle. So just the.mind.hustle. So if you'd like, I would be so honored if you would follow me over there. I'll be putting all kinds of updates on there over the next couple of weeks. But needless to say, I am kind of on a cloud. Tuesday, I just, you know, woke up with this like insane energy, just excitement and everything. And I got just a bunch of really great news regarding this project. And you know how you feel when you've had maybe an energy drink or like a Red Bull or something, or maybe one too many cups of coffee, and you just feel a little bit like jittery? Like, I swear to you, I'd only had one cup of coffee, but I was so excited that I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get like this energy out. And I was like trying to contact people and trying to like make plans and everything. And everything pointed to the fact that like all this energy was inside of me. And so it occurred to me, and I know this to be true because I've experienced it several times over, but in my personal, you know, accounts, when I am super high vibe, I am just magnetic, electrifying. Like, I love, obviously this is a time where I love to collaborate, but I really like, I have been known to reach out. I'll jump into people's messenger and Facebook and DMs, and you know, I'm commenting a lot, and I'm really just trying to spread as much of that good energy as I can, because I know that when I can like subconsciously appreciate it in that way and know that like, okay, this feeling feels so good, I want other people to feel like this, right? And it's just, I want to encourage you to do the same thing, because obviously it's nice to do, you know, nice things for other people, but it really just, like, I can tell you there were a few people that I kind of interacted with on Tuesday alone. And each time I would reach out to someone or have a conversation with someone that was, you know, really uplifting, it made me feel a little more calm. And not any less good, like I was depleting any of my good energy. I mean, I was just very careful. And when I say like share your good energy, you don't need to share it with people that you know will just poo-poo it or, you know, make you feel a certain way and kind of deflate you. You know, really reach out to those people that, you know, have supported you in your career, your personal life, or just like friends that you haven't talked to in a while. Like, I reached out to a couple of friends just like, you know what, I really appreciate our friendship. I know that we don't get to talk all the time, but, you know, just know that I appreciate you. And just sometimes those small gestures like mean the very, very most. And it doesn't, I know that sometimes like I have been guilty of not sending a text message because I'm like, oh, I really want to dedicate more time to that person. So I'm going to wait, you know, later this evening and I'll call them or you know what I mean? Or whatever. My friend Ashley and I are notorious for this. Like whenever she calls, like I kind of like, not like I drop everything, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to be so present in this moment because I feel so, you know, just lucky to be talking to her in that very moment. But it kind of goes reverse too. So spreading good energy is obviously you're doing everyone you meet a service. And it doesn't even have to be people you know. Like when you're having like one of those super high vibe days or something has like something really great has happened and you just feel like the universe is playing your theme song as you, you know, strut down the office hallway, like it is so, so, so very important that you share that with people, that it's not something that you hold in and are selfish about. Like it is, it's really, really important because if you want to see more of that, the universe, God, people, you know, everyone who controls things, honestly, they need to know that you appreciate that feeling. And showing appreciation is really spreading that love, spreading that joy, you know, really spreading that happiness and that high vibe to those around you. And so when you can acknowledge that high vibration and when you can, you know, like I said, really pass it along to as many people as possible, you're really signaling to God, universe, whomever, divine, that, hey, she wants more of that. She is ready for that type of energy. She's ready for that type of up-leveling. Let's give her more of that kind of thing. Now, it works on the flip side too. So there was also, like, not so you think that my life is completely high vibe, right? But there have also been times where, you know, I will succumb to, you know, just silly, like not even mean-hearted gossip, but still like not super high vibe conversations. And it's funny because I'll catch myself and I'll like look at the conversation. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like, I know better, right? We all have those. We, you know, in our daily conversations even. And I think the more that you can just recognize, I'm not saying that you'll never say a mean word or, you know, not nice word for the rest of your life. I mean, we are all humans living the human experience here, but just, you know, being more conscientious about it. Because if you've noticed, like when somebody's having a bad day, or I'll give you a perfect example. When I have a bad day, I will, oh, this is really bad to reflect on this, but I used to just go like spread it to everyone, right? Like, oh my gosh, can you believe how icy the roads were? And some idiot was like slamming on his brakes and some truck was driving like 90 miles an hour. Like, it's so much negativity that you just feel like you need to spew it on every single person possible. Maybe this is not you. Maybe you don't do that. And if you don't, hooray, do not. I mean, it's not the best practice, but it's really something that I have to consciously kind of think about something in my head before I just like blurt it out, especially when I'm frustrated. So it's just because think about how many people you spew out that negativity at, and they may be able to, you know, kind of Teflon it and let it slide off their back, but a lot of people are going to get wound up with that. So like if you're someone who's had like a bad day at work and, you know, maybe there's a coworker that's really just pissing you off and you find the most comfort in going to another coworker that you know, kind of commiserates, right? That gets it and you just want somebody to understand. Believe me, I know this feeling, right? And so the both of you just get in this like snowball of just like, yeah, and then it's not productive. It's not healthy. I don't think anyone ever feels that much better afterwards. It's almost like they're just giving themselves a reason to be frustrated or unhappy, or, you know, unhappy with the situation. Maybe not even, you know, disliking someone in particular, but just disliking the situation and how it happened. And so it's so important that, you know, before you go spewing negativity or, you know, just not nice comments, that you really just say, okay, what is this serving by putting this out there, by saying it out loud? I think it was maybe episode 3, or it was definitely one of the earlier ones where I talked about, you know, stop saying stupid shit out loud. It was from a Trevor Moad book that I love. If you've not read it, you absolutely must. If you have a husband or a significant other that loves sports, he needs to read it. It is like, it's the best mindset focused book that I have found that is really easy for men to understand. I think that women are a little more esoteric by nature and able to, you know, kind of absorb these kinds of spiritual lessons a little bit easier. At least that's been my experience and my husband's experience. But that Trevor Moad book called It Takes What It Takes is a really great book that kind of just kind of capitalizes and drives home that message of watching what you say out loud and really monitoring the energy that you put out there. And so, you know, this week I was very like, okay, I need to get, like, I felt like I was Santa Claus and I needed to be getting as much energy out. No, I felt like I was Oprah. Like, you get some energy, you get some energy, everybody gets some energy. Like, this is how I felt. Like, I just... when that's happening, I would hope that someone who is having a good day would do the same for me. And just so you can kind of do this in an easy practice, I'm not saying that you're feeling amazing and high vibe every single day, or even maybe you haven't felt super high vibe in months. I mean, we are going through a pretty, you know, difficult time with the pandemic and everything, but I do want you to focus on things that are, you know, could develop into high vibrations, right? Like things that, you know, like I say, showing gratitude, get yourself up that ladder just a little bit. And then when you see someone, like, this is honestly something I love to do. Even on my way home today, when I was driving, there were several people that like were almost like screaming that they needed some good vibes, right? There was one woman who she was pulled over by two different police officers, and they had her on the side of the road, and I was like, ooh, that does not look, you know, like it's gonna end well. I'm gonna send all kinds of vibes to her. Like that seems like something, you know, probably really uncomfortable is happening right now to her, and I'm just sending her so much love, right? Another one was a guy with a flat tire on the side of the road. Obviously, oh my goodness, dude, you need all the good vibes, right? And then another one was just literally a woman that was walking down the street and just kind of like not making eye contact and kind of just looking down and just looked a little bit like somber. And I was just like, you know what? You get my good vibes too. It's not like you have to say it out loud, but I was just like, you know, you just consciously think about, I've got good to spare in my heart, and I want to send out that message that I am generous, right? I'm generous with my energy, and someday when I'm making, you know, shit tons of money, I'm going to be generous with that too, right? Just getting into that vibration of generosity and gratitude and just, you know, living in that moment and really appreciating everything in that present, like that present mind space. You know what I mean? That not necessarily saying like, oh, it would be so cool if I had my dream house. And that's great too. That's great to visualize. But really, there's nothing more powerful than finding joy or finding some kind of good in the moment that you're in at this very moment.
Hey,
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today, and don't forget to tune in next Friday as we continue talking about the practical ways you can make your mind hustle for you. If you like what you heard, I would be so excited if you could leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and share your biggest takeaways. Speaking of takeaways, I'd love to continue the conversation over on Facebook or Instagram at Hustle Versus Flow, where I'll share with you some of my favorite books, quotes, and even products like Revive Essential Oils. Right now, I have an awesome 10% off code for first-time customers, HBFREVIVE10. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle Versus Flow.